views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to your new Enlightenment Oasis, Blank Enlightenment Radio with Misty Thompson on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Your host, Misty Thompson, joins Dr. Pat and takes you through a journey towards enlightenment. This hit show will help you believe in yourself, knowing that what happens in your life is not happening to you, but rather for you. Gain tools to take this new way of thinking and apply it into your everyday life. By changing your mind, you will change your life. Now settle into where you are because you are in a safe place to learn.
Oh my God, don't we love this? Yes, indeed we do. Today, yeah, you are tuned in to Blank Enlightenment Radio with me, Dr. Pat, and Misty Thompson. I love today's topics. It's really about creating intentions for this year. And I would venture to say that this year is really different than several other years that have come before. For those of you that may know who Misty is, she's a spiritual life coach, angel card reader. We're going to do some great things today. Mm-hmm. Intuitive psychic medium, best-selling author, teacher, speaker, and much more. What Misty does is helps she just helps everybody that she works with move past whatever they are struggling with and get on track to find their purpose, to get set in intention, and to manifest the lives they truly desire to manifest. But you know, somewhere along the way, each of us manifest things that we don't really want to desire, that we don't desire. But what do we do? So setting intentions and really looking at creating them for any year, but this year in particular, is super, super important. Misty, this is a big year, isn't it?
It really is. Several clients of mine, and even myself included, I have felt that energy shift. And I started feeling it in December. And I know some of my clients have been coming to me too. And they're just like, I don't know what's going on. And I just said, well, you're just part of the big energy shift of 2019. So, and I don't know from an astrological point, because I know you're more versed in that than I am. But it's going to be a very energetic year, lots of transformations.
Well, if you want to know, it's not just astrological, mm-hmm. but it's also the year of the pig. But from an astrological perspective, you know, and I've talked about this before, Jupiter has come around after 12 years of being an absentee planet. For the sign of Sagittarius, Jupiter is now back. And so every 12 years, we have our ruling planets. Each of us, you know, if you look at astrology, each of us has, quote, a sign. And that's just a very linear view of astrology. I'm not an expert in it. But I will tell you that on November, around November, I think it was November 8th, Misty, mm-hmm. Jupiter's started to like creep back in the sign. Okay. And so it will be in Sagittarius for 13 months, starting November 8th. And so what people say about that is that Jupiter is the sign that can bring you luck, limitless possibilities, global connections. And so when people talk about this, they talk about, there was somebody on the internet that was so excited about this, that what they did is they got a tattoo about it.
Wow.
So you're right about the energy. And given that, we have to be super, super focused, because one of the downsides of this energy is taking on everything, that worldly Sagittarian nature and that abundant Jupiter nature. It's kind of like, do you really want to eat a piece of meat for dinner, or are you going to just try to eat the whole cow?
Yeah. that's a good way of putting it. But yeah, the energy is just so intense. And I do have a client of mine, and it's interesting because I've been seeing her off and on couple of years or so. And she is, we've identified her as like a master at manifestation. And she has had problems in the past because she is manifesting the wrong things because of her thoughts and her intentions and her goals and all of this. And so she even said, I just talked to her the other day and she had said, beginning, she goes, I don't know what it was in January. I don't know. I feel like this is my year. And I explained to her what a manifester she is. And as we started looking back, she was like, you are right, the good and the bad. And just in like 3 days, she has manifested like good things for her life. And that's what I told her. With that fun part comes the responsibility of not manifesting what you don't want. And if you do manifest what you don't want, you know, learn from it. Don't be hard on yourself because you'll just manifest more of that, you know? So it's very tricky. I told her I didn't think I wanted that to be able to be a master manifester because I don't want the bad stuff too, you know, or the unpleasant things.
But that's where today's show comes in and the work that you do, right?
Right.
Because we can learn some skills to still be master manifestors, right?
Yes.
And God, I had a really interesting experience and I don't want to digress from the topic today, but it's all about this. And, you know, part of this though is looking at setting intentions. I want to say to the audience today a couple of things. For those of you, whether you're on social media or you're listening through the app or you're listening on our AM affiliates, FM affiliates, this is a call-in show today. Because out of all of the areas that I hear about that people get the most hung up, it's on our ability to set desired intentions. Mm-hmm. And what I mean by that is to set intentions that are going to get us what we really want, not what we're settling to want. That is a big difference. See,
yes.
Settling to want something or really wanting it. So I just want to give everybody the call-in number because this is where Misty and guidance from the spirit team is going to help because the spirit team does not play small. 1-800-930-2819. 1-800-930-2819. We're going to be taking calls throughout the show. Let's talk about setting intentions, you know, because sure. We're also going to talk about the spirit team. What do you think about my comment about setting intentions that get us something, but are also compromised intentions
right.
versus setting intentions about stuff we really want?
Right. I totally agree. You need to set the intentions that you want. And the intentions need to be very clear. They need to be very concise. Because what you put in there, you could get. And so you got to make sure it's very specific on what it is that you're looking for. With the intentions as well, yeah, do not settle. I mean, and I think people settle because I don't think they want to be disappointed or they don't feel like, oh, no, that's just a reach. That's a stretch. That won't really happen. So I'll just do this because I know this is safe. And if I don't get it, I'm okay. No, that's not what the point of intentions are. You set the intention. And my suggestion would be to set an intention for the mind aspect, the body aspect, the spiritual aspect, and your emotional aspect. Set an intention for each of those. Again, being very clear, concise. And I do set intentions at the beginning of the year. But what I do is every day I journal after my meditation. And with that, I am writing down what it is I'm wanting. And so I do it almost every day. I shouldn't say every day. I'm not very consistent. No, I do it 4 to 5 times a week. So, but yeah, it's important to write those things, those goals down that you're looking for. And I swear to you, what, 3 years ago, 4 years ago, 4 years ago when I retired, if you would have told me in 2018, 2019, I'd be on a radio show, have one book out and 8 compilation books and another book getting ready to be released, I would have said you were crazy. You know what I mean? There's just no way. And I feel that my intentions were, I don't want to say always clear, but because I've learned from that mistake, but you know, I've learned from it. So it's very important to put the intention that you're looking for. And the other thing I would suggest is, you know, make sure they are your intentions, not for your family, which is great. You can do a separate one if you choose, but your intentions for you to reach you to that higher version of yourself.
Yeah. You know, you're tapping into something really important right now, because when we're looking at this, and this is really what we're talking about as we start to get callers into the show, this is what we're really looking at. We're looking at the possibility of settling for something and then actually getting it.
Yeah.
And, you know, part of this is the work you do is to really help people seek out that which is absolutely perfect for them. Can you, though, touch upon a little bit more about the idea of journaling?
Sure.
Because I want folks to understand what journaling is and what it looks like, because sometimes we think I got to sit down and write a book.
Yeah, no. Yeah, and it depends on what I have going on, you know, around me sometimes. I try not to let that affect me. But what I do when I journal is whatever comes to my head. And if I'm stuck on where to start, because I know a lot of my clients are like, I don't know where to start. All I do is I pretend like I'm saying a prayer to, for me, God, or whoever, you know, the source, universe, whatever. And I just, my first thing, if I'm not sure what to write, is thank you. I'm grateful for all that I have and all that I can give, you know, and that's how I start. And then usually that starts getting everything going. And then whatever comes to my mind, I write, even if it doesn't make sense. A couple of days ago, I sat down, started writing, and I felt guided to put 10 names on a paper. And Spirit gave me 10 names. I wrote these 10 names. I had a client later on that day, and there were three on the list that were actual spirits, and the rest were humans. And she identified with two out of the three spirits that I connected with. So it just depends on the day. That's the first time I've ever done that. But some days it's just thank you. I'm grateful. That's it. Some days it's three or four pages of just things in my head that I'm just trying to filter out so I don't carry it with me.
Yeah. I was listening to one of my folks I listened to on the radio this morning, and he was saying, you got to thank God, spirit, whatever you believe in advance.
Yes.
And I think that is one of the most, powerful lessons I've learned. Mm-hmm. And I learned it in a lot of ways. One of the ways is from Deb Engel when she wrote the book, The Only Little Prayer You Need, and you go to read the book, and the book is like, it's thank you, God.
Yeah.
Say it over and over and over again, even if, one, you don't believe it. Thank you, God. Thank you, spirit. Thank you, universe. Yeah. Thank you, whatever that means to you. Mm-hmm. But I love that you do that. When we come back, we're going to talk about, well, now that I'm doing all this, do I have to do this alone? Who do I ask for help? How do I get it? And what does that do exponentially to my intentions? All right, let's take a short break, everyone. We will be right back. Why? Because lots more to come on the show. And you should know, too, that we're taking calls, 1-800-930-2819. Blank Enlightenment Radio, Misty Thompson right here with me, Dr. Pat, 1-800-930-2819. And we're also going to tell you about what? The gratitude movement. We'll be right back.
Have you been searching for a push to step out and share your gifts with the world? Allow Charlene Hess to empower you to start shedding the layers of your ego that are holding you back and begin feeling connected to your heart so that you can shine your unique divine light and share your gifts with the world. Tune in to The Charlene Hess Show, Living on Your Heart's Edge, every third Friday at noon Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information, visit CharleneHess.com.
To see your life from an angel's perspective, book a personal consultation with Claire Candy Hoff, angelic walk-in angel Ariel at Angel Healing House. Candy provides intuitive counseling, Reiki, and angel readings in person in Los Angeles or nationally and internationally via phone or Skype. She will channel the practical tools you need to transform your life. Call now, 831-277-3716, or visit angelhealinghouse.com.
Healing beyond symptom management into true wellness with Jessica Dooley on Purely You Radio. Tune in every third Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific as Jessica guides you to find and embrace your purest self. Not the self that is shown on social media, not the self that is created in your family's eyes, but your purest version of you. Purely You Radio supports true wellness, not just symptom management. For more information about working with Jessica Dooley, visit purelyyouhealing.com.
Are you looking for the perfect setting for your next workshop or retreat? At Spirit Fire Meditative Retreat Center, cultivating consciousness is what we do best. Our guests count on us to create an atmosphere that supports serenity and well-being. We lead from the heart and create space for the mind. Freshly prepared meals designed with local and organic ingredients, 95 acres of beautiful woods and pastures, and a facility built with green in mind. This is what you'll find at Spirit Fire. For more information, visit spiritfireretreatcenter.com. To find answers to life's questions, you need to look within yourself. Dr. Glenna Rice brings your questionable conversations on Transformation Talk Radio each month. Tune in each month for insight into how you can live up to your full potential. Dr. Glenna is a physical therapist, certified Access Consciousness, and Access Body Class facilitator. How does it get any better than this? For more information on Dr. Glenna Rice and her work, visit glennarice.com.
Yeah, this is what we're talking about here. Are you ready? Did you set them? Creating intentions in 2019. We're taking your calls, 1-800-930-2819. Benny will let me know who is in the queue. But before we get there, what we're talking about today is setting intentions, but not creating these intentions in a way where you're settling for second best in your life, but to not settle at all. And to look deep into the desire in your heart. Now, when you do that, most of the time, we think we have to do it alone. But that's not what Misty's here to tell us about. No. You know, tell us about guidance from the spirit team and what you do to help people achieve that.
Sure. Well, for me, for those who don't know, the spirit team for me includes, of course, God, the source, the archangels, my guardian angels, my past loved ones, especially my sister. And so I feel like they're always guiding me. But as a human, I have free will and I have to allow them to actually step in and help. So before I do my journaling, what I do is I do my meditation. And during the meditation, I sit and I ground and I surround myself with the loving energy of my spirit team. And I always want what's best for the higher good. Now, my intentions are very clear. Well, I'm getting better at making them even clearer. So I have my intentions down. My spirit team comes in and allows me to have opportunities that will help me get to those, to reach those intentions, those goals. Sometimes it's the interesting thing is, you have to do the work. You just can't sit there and wait for the opportunities to come. You have to kind of do a little bit on your own. And that's where you have to trust your own self with your spirit team, because again, they'll be giving you nudges and it might be a little tiny, simple nudge. For instance, just turning on this program and then resonating with somebody and that person is able to help you with this or will connect you with this or their Facebook group. You just don't know. You just have to follow your nudge, that nudge that your spirit team is giving you. And it could be very small, but it could be very big. And those little things, they're like little baby steps, stepping stones to reach you to mm-hmm. your intention.
Let's go to the phone. We've got somebody that's been waiting since the beginning of the show. And this is a perfect time because when we open it up to talk about bringing in the spirit team, this is the work you do. Mm-hmm. Whether yes. that is one of our listeners, fabulous listeners calling into the show, or you're working one-on-one. Mr. Benny, yep. Who do we have?
We'll take Janine calling in from Seattle. Hi, Janine. Welcome to the show.
Hello. Hi, Dr. Pat. Hi, Misty.
Hi, Janine. How are you?
Good. Good. Thank you for taking my call, first
yeah,
of all.
Yeah, I'm so glad to hear from you. Happy New Year.
You too. So I've done a lot of work around intention, and I've also landed myself in quite of a conundrum through not being specific enough.
Yeah.
And most recently, you know, I had asked for change, like in my head, like I need a change, mm-hmm. you know?
Yeah.
And what ended up happening is I had accepted a new job offer, left the one place, and then ended up with no job because the new job rescinded their offer. I can laugh about it now, but I was without work for about 8 months, and now I have a new job offer on the table where they're going to let me telecommute from my city of Seattle. But within 6 months, they want me to relocate. And so I'm kind of wondering if this is really what I should be doing. I still feel kind of like Dr. Pat was saying earlier, too, about, putting it out there that, like, this is good enough.
That's what I was just going to, that's what I was wondering. Because I do feel that it would be a settle. Because for me, just by you, and I can hear it in your voice and I can feel it in your energy, just by you asking that question, it wasn't like, oh my gosh, I get to move. It was, yeah, and they want me to relocate. So right there says that it's not, follow that. Follow that gut instinct you're having. I know it's difficult. I know it's scary because I've been there myself. So I get it.
Sure.
We all have those things that happen to us. But I have to tell you, you need to follow your gut because I promise you, there will be something bigger and better waiting on the other end. There always is. The thing is, you have to have faith. And when you have faith, you can trust. And then when you trust, you can believe. And then it happens. You know, you just have to believe and trust in your gut.
Well, and there are certain aspects about this change right now. Like, they're going to let me telecommute from here. It's a better wage than what I was making before. It's going to help me get caught up. Like, financially, there's a lot of really positive things to it.
Yes, so, of course.
And I think I'll like the job, but I don't think it's my passion.
Right.
Yeah.
And that's something you need to think about. You know, is it important for you to have the financial things taken care of? Because I get it, you know. Yeah, my husband doesn't like how much I spend sometimes, but so I mean, I get it.
I
know the financial is important.
I'm a single mom of an 11-year-old daughter, so that's the thing. It's like, it's balancing it all and
right.
You know, putting everything in the right bucket.
Yeah. The other thing that I want to say too is, and this is something that, it's not a tendency of mine, but I have noticed that when I look back at my life, I've made some decisions in it that would lead me to think this way. And here's what the thinking is. Something shows up, and I think that if I say yes to it, that I have to be married to it for the rest of my life.
Right.
And one of the things I heard you say was, well, this job is going to give me more money. It's going to help me get caught up with whatever was going on. It may not be your super passion, but it's going to relieve some sort of stress, it sounds like, for you.
Yes.
And
definitely,
it doesn't mean that if you were to take the job, that you don't keep looking and exploring for yourself, right? So think about the fact that you can have it all.
Sure. That's a very good point, Dr. Pat. Yeah.
Right?
Because that doesn't mean you have to stay there forever.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, like you can just stay there.
I know. And, it's interesting because I am kind of that all or nothing person.
Uh-huh.
I'm a Sagittarius, so I'm excited about the Jupiter and the next 13 months. I feel the shift. And I'm thinking, I need this. But I'm definitely... in the state I would be moving back to is like my hometown where all my family is, and that brings a lot with it too. So it's just kind of like I felt like, oh, if I move there, then I'm going to stay there, and that's that. And I like the idea of not being married to the whole thing.
right.
Yeah.
You don't have to be.
I mean, this is something for you to think about. And you are a Sagittarian. Did you say that?
Yep. Yeah.
Did you say you are a Sagittarian?
Yes.
Can I ask the date? The month and the day?
December 16th.
Okay. So I'm the 11th. So we're kind of close. So chances are, I don't know this for sure, but chances are you probably are like me. You've got that big Sagittarius vision, passion for yourself. And yet, if you look at my chart, I've got four planets of Sag and four in Capricorn and my moon. So anytime that I want to go and buy an airline ticket and go to Costa Rica, like today is Thursday and I want to be there like tomorrow, and all of my responsibilities, like a network and radio and show, like my Capricorn says, have you lost your mind, Pat? Right? Great. Honestly, Linda will tell you that she's been my best friend. We've been through everything together. And once upon a time, poor thing had to live with me for a while. And there was a room in the house and I wanted a pool table. I go out and I buy the pool table and the bleeping thing doesn't fit in the room.
Oh, no.
So what I'm saying, though, is we all have the ability to sort through this. Mm-hmm. And this is something mm-hmm. where you're going to have to like do what Misty suggested. Get a piece of paper and write the pros and cons down.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right. And the thing about it is, no matter what happens, no matter what path you choose to go on, neither one is going to be wrong.
Right. Thank
really
you.
Isn't.
Yeah.
You're going to get benefit.
I've been getting that message too, that it's like there is no wrong answer.
There is no wrong.
It's
and it's our perspective of that because, like I say, the universe and our experiences are happening for us, not to us.
Right.
So when they happen for us, it doesn't matter which way you decide to go. There will be opportunities on both paths.
Right. Sure.
Some might be a little good. Some might be a little bad in your perspective. My perspective might be different than yours. It's all on how you look at it. So if you just take it, and take the whatever it is that, comes up for you and just learn from it and consider it always a good learning experience, no matter what.
Yeah. And I like what Misty said, though, before, and that is that don't settle.
Right.
Even if this is going to do some of the things you said. Don't settle. And what that really means is it's a matter of your perspective. If you feel like you're settling and you mm-hmm. don't see the benefit and the pros of it, but you feel like you're settling, that's going to build a resentment. I got to tell you, everybody talks about what kills the soul. Resentment is the number one offender. It will cut off your joy, your money. It doesn't matter what sign you got going on. Game over.
Yep, for sure.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Yeah. And, and I understand the financial aspect. And if that will help you have less stress and not feel resentment, then that's the path you need to take for now. And know that you can always change it. We're always evolving and always changing
and
we change.
The aspect of this new opportunity is it's half manifested. called in, I needed a job, it's paying me better, and the job is actually out of Minnesota, but these people who are wonderful people are going to let me telecommute from Seattle until June, until my daughter gets out of school. So that's giving me some time.
That's amazing.
I really appreciate that. Yeah.
Yeah. Not many businesses would do that.
No, and that's the thing. I like the people that I would be working with and for. So I like that part of it, and I just need to capitalize on that feeling of things working out and the way they're supposed to for me and take that energy forward, I think.
Exactly. And look at it, and you have to decide, is it the financial that's going to cause you more stress or moving back home? Is that going to cause you more stress? It sounds like the financial may be more stressful for you, but whatever it is, just change the perspective, whatever it is that you need to do. And it's a little bit different. I mean, you have an 11-year-old, you said? 11-year-old?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So, I mean, you have a child that you have to kind of think about too, and kids need to eat, So, I mean, darn them. No, I'm just kidding. So, I understand this part of it is not just you. You have to think of your daughter. So, and like Dr. Pat was saying, you don't have to be married to it, forever. And you can change your mind and we're always evolving and changing, and our perspectives always change. Always.
Yeah. I mean, think about it. You know how to build a life for yourself. I know you do. And so each of us makes decisions in our lives where we have to choose something. And I know you've heard me talk about, you know, my little bout being homeless. And so selling hot dogs off a hot dog stand was a choice that I made so I didn't have to beg for money in the Port Authority. And, you know, did I think that I would always sell hot dogs from a hot dog stand? Well, you know, not. But for the time, think about it. I'm homeless, couldn't get food, but I got to sell these hot dogs. And for about a month, I ate a lot of hot dogs, a lot of hot dogs, like every kind of hot dog imaginable with every different topping in the world on it.
But, so that was a blessing.
Oh my God. That's got to be a chapter in a book or something. Thank you so much for calling in. Would you do us a favor and let us know how you make out with this?
Yeah, I would love to.
Would love to.
And don't be afraid.
And thank you. Thank you. And thank you both so much for your time. I really appreciate it.
Of course.
You bet. And
sending
Misty,
you love and light.
Hey, Misty, how can she talk to you?
Oh, right. Sure.
To, like, follow
up
with you?
Of course. My website, mistymthompson.com. And I'm on Facebook under Mystified Enlightenment. Yeah.
Good. Awesome. All right. Let's take a short break, everyone. Yep. It's intention time. And you know what? It's intention time with a big fat energy going on. Give us a call, 1-800-930-2819. We'll be right back talking to the spirit team again. We'll be right back.
Are you new to playing with the law of attraction or a seasoned pro looking for an easy and organized way to monitor your co-creation endeavors as you draw them from the immaterial planes into your physical reality? Then join me over at goldenotter.us. for bi-monthly new and full moon rituals, where we plant seeds of intention, then harvest the fruits of our desires as part of a dynamic community in the members-only Lunar Manifestations Forum. I'm Autumn Seibel, host of Golden Otter Radio, where the metaphysical meets the mainstream, and I can't wait to meet you.
Join the new Earth on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Tune in each month as Cornelia takes listeners on an odyssey of higher consciousness to inspire, educate, and empower. Cornelia Stephanie is a spiritual teacher, passionate speaker, published author, and founder of the Empower Network. Cornelia guides people on the path of self-healing, peace, and liberation. For more information, go to corneliastephanie.com.
Are you willing to challenge everything you've been taught about life and death? Join Angie Corbett-Kuiper on her hit show, Beyond Grief Radio, redefining loss and grief as Angie shares through choice, present moment awareness, and keeping an open mind that creating anything is possible, even in death. Tune in every Wednesday at 12 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information or to listen to past shows, visit AngieCorbett-Kuiper.com.
People often ask, what does it mean to thrive? On Thrive by Gen Radio, it means body confidence, mind fulfillment, and soul synchronicity. Create synchronicity with God and learn as Gen shares action steps and real stories that will inspire you to be unstoppable in fulfilling your purpose. Tune in live each Monday at 8 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com and visit JenniferZellup.com to thrive with Gen.
This is Debbie Pokornik with a break-free parenting tip. Parenting will always be a bit of a mystery. Who knows why some parenting ideas work and others do not? Or why some kids seem to succeed despite family setbacks, while others have so much given to them and yet fail to thrive? The one thing we do know is that once you have a child, you'll never be quite the same again. Awe-inspiring emotions like overwhelming love, extreme guilt, intense frustration, and incredible joy make this job second to none. Breaking free of parenting pressures means recognizing the pieces that make us unique, the pieces that we carry with us from the past, and the pieces that are influenced by the society we live in. When we can pick and choose which pieces we want to keep around and change the others to align with our inner wisdom, we will feel more self-assured in our role as a parent.
For information and to work with Debbie, visit empoweringnrg.com.
Yep, That's what we're talking about, everybody. Welcome back. Welcome back. Misty, how can people schedule time with you? How can they call you? Janine probably wants to do a follow-up with you.
Yeah, for sure.
One-on-one.
Yeah, I would love to. In fact, I was telling you that while you were gone and I filled in for you, I was able to connect with some clients and I've had a great session with them. So anybody who's interested, they can call me at area code 928-362-8492.
And,
and just, you could leave me a message and, I have to admit, I'm not always good answering the phone because I'm usually on calls or, you know, I like to schedule my time. If I'm with my grandkids, I like to stay with my, I don't run to the phone. I feel like that's really important to me. So, but please leave a message, my website, you can just contact me at contact@mistymthompson.com. Either one of those is perfect.
Yeah. I'm so glad to hear that when you're with your grandkids, you don't run to the phone.
Yeah, I don't. That's like, I really don't. Yeah.
I know. I was sitting here and I was in a meeting with Jessica and I got a call when she and I were kind of having some fun getting caught up and I grabbed for the phone and I apologized. I said, I have to take this call.
Yeah.
You know, just be here for a minute. And we were in the middle of doing something on my computer. So this is how you know that you've worked with somebody for a while. So I get up, move to the other chair in the room, take the call about my laptop. Jessica moves in my chair and finishes the work I started.
That's awesome.
Yahoo! Yeah. Yahoo! I want to just say to everybody, we are here live. We are taking your calls. 1-800-930-2819. And this is about not just talking about intentions, but if you've got something in the way, Misty's here, Spirit Team's here, we're going to clear some of this out. You know, let's talk for a minute about what that means, because the thing that has gotten in the way for me a lot of times is not setting intentions. It's all of the other junk that then piles on,
yes,
that gets in the way of my consciousness believing in them.
Absolutely.
Can you talk to that?
Sure. And that has been a struggle for me as well. And I mean, you always look back and you think, man, I should be here in my life. I should be here. I should have done this. But you know, you do the best you can at the time. It is a process. So do not be hard on yourself, first of all. You know, show yourself love. But it is difficult, especially when you're a mom, you're married or whatever. You know, you have all of these outside influences and pulling you in all these directions. And they may not understand why you need to do this. But it is important as much as possible to stick to it and honor yourself. You have to love yourself more than, you know, you putting up a fight, you know, and it is going to be a struggle at first. And it's just because the family, your coworkers are just trying to figure out, I mean, they're not trying to be mean. It's just they're used to you being a certain way. And when you have a focus, it's just important for you to stick with it, do the best you can. And me personally, and my clients too, when I started journaling about 3 or 4 years ago, it was just that. I would do really good, then I would stop. I would do really good, then I would stop for months at a time. And that is okay. That's part of the process. You're not going to be perfect if you're not used to it. You have to set the habit. It's only now, 4 years later, that I'm actually doing a regular, more consistent practice than I used to be. So just be kind to yourself. And the thing is you have to be aware.
Yeah.
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 Really do.
Yeah. And I think what you just said really nails it too, because if we're not aware of how we perceive the world, then how we feel about the world, then how we act in the world, we're not going to be able to make any adjustments to it.
Correct. Yeah.
Right? And right. I think that's probably one of the greatest takeaways too, that we can discover about ourselves and our lives. What have you found has gotten in your way of intentions? And then we're going to go to the phones again.
Sure. And this is in no way to disrespect my family at all, but my family, because they don't understand. And so I feel torn. And so I end up falling back to their expectations of me. Mm-hmm. And that has been really the most difficult part. It's like they're supportive from a distance. When they want me right now, they want me right now. So yeah. It's taking me this long to set the boundaries.
So, yeah. I mean, I think that's true for so many people. And then not to feel guilty about it.
Exactly.
I mean, that's a whole different kind of deal right there.
Yeah.
Right.
That's what I was dealing with, guilt, because I felt like I was being selfish and I felt guilty because I was being selfish because I want to do my spiritual business and they're for it. They're okay with it as long as I'm available to them when they need me. You know, so, and my husband's very supportive from a distance, but he's the analytical brain. So he doesn't even really know if this is real. And I'm like, well, I've been doing it for 3 years. I must be doing something right. You know? So, and, my older kids, they are just like, yeah, okay, mom, be serious, you know, so it's just kind of interesting, but it's fun. It's part of the process. It is part of the process. And I find that the more I just stay in my space and I don't take on those, I don't take it on as getting stepping into the emotion of they hurt my feelings or this or that, and just know that they're not trying to be mean or anything. It's just they don't understand. And as soon as I'm able to rise to a higher frequency and have those habits, they're starting to respect them more. But I have to respect myself first before I get the respect from my family.
Yeah. I totally love what we're talking about because intentions are so volatile sometimes.
Oh yeah.
You know, they respond to our every nuance of energy. Mm-hmm. Talking about nuances of energy, we have somebody waiting to join in on the conversation. Mr. Benny, who do we have?
I will take Candace calling in from Safford, Arizona. Hi, Candace.
Hello.
Candace. Hi, from Safford.
How are you?
Uh-huh. Good.
How can we help you today?
Well, I was just calling in to say hi. I didn't have any real reason, but just...
Did I have a little reading?
You're so nice, Candace.
Yeah.
Yeah, whatever came through would come through, I guess, you know?
All right, sure. let's see what he's got.
Are you interested in just me pulling a card for you, or?
Sure, yeah.
Okay, awesome. So Safford, huh? Do I know you?
Safford, Arizona.
Have I met you before? Just being shy, that's okay. Okay. All right. I'm going to pull one card for you and we'll see what comes up.
Beautiful.
Okay. Okay. The card I pulled is heart chakra. And it says, love is the heart of the matter. Your heart is the center within your physical being attuned most to love. It's safe for you to love and be loved with an open heart as we stand by with perfect protection and guidance. So I love this card because it's really beautiful because it is the heart. And the thing I'm feeling for you is I feel like you are, like everyone else, this energetic shift is affecting you as well. And when you open your heart just a little bit more, whether it's every day or every month or next 6 months, whatever it is. But when you do it a little bit more, then a little bit of love can come to you. And when you allow the love to come to you, it is, and I don't mean just hey, I love you. I mean, no, the feeling behind it, whether it's just a little moment, if you have kids or a little moment, if you're married, that kind of thing, and just take it in and receive it openly without any resistance to it, you're going to find that you're going to you're going to be able to embrace love. You're going to be able to give more love to people. And I see that. I see that you are starting to break. I don't know how to, I'm trying to visualize it. I feel like there's like a stone wall and I feel like it's starting to crumble. So, which is a good thing.
Yeah.
I feel like you've had stone around your heart for fear of being hurt, or maybe you were hurt in the past and now it's starting to crumble. And that is a good thing.
Yeah.
So it is safe for you to love, be open to it. And remember that your spirit team is with you. You just need to ask and be open to it.
Awesome.
Does that help you?
Thank you. I needed to hear that today. So
totally.
Good.
I love that. That is totally cool. Thank you. Thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you, Candace.
Wow.
Yes. Thank you, guys.
That's awesome. I love that. Mr. Benny, who do we have now?
That was our only caller, Pat. So you're welcome to give out the number.
Okay, yeah, let's 1-800-930-2819. I see that, Benny. Thank you. Sarah was on, but she dropped. Yeah.
Aww, I'm sorry, Sarah.
Yeah. Well, you know, Sarah, call back. Come on.
Please, yes.
I want to call back.
It's my favorite part.
I want to talk about what the best approaches are to mm-hmm. setting intentions from your perspective.
Yes. For me, my advice would be to really kind of dive deep. You know, everyone at the beginning of the year, I want to lose weight or I want to do this, which those are important. But really dive deep. Ask yourself why. Why do you want to lose the weight? And a lot of times these end up being emotional, more that we're holding on to emotional feelings, which is why our body's reacting to holding weight, because maybe we are afraid to be alone, or we are afraid to have somebody to love mm-hmm. us. And so we may put on extra weight because it's a protection device. So I would just really ask yourself why. Get the intention, even if it's a general one, which, you know, the more in depth, the better, but ask yourself why 3 to 4 times and be really clear and really dive deep into what it is. Feel that emotion that's coming through.
Yeah. I mean, I think this is, like we said, you know, looking at what this year is going to be about for people and tapping into the energy. Mm-hmm. How do we know? And this is always, this is a question I get a lot. Mm-hmm. How do I know when I'm settling? Mm-hmm. You know, what does the energy of that feel like?
Yeah. Well, it's, first of all, there's no excitement. There's no, you know, I found that nervous and being excited are kind of the same physical emotions. It's just in our head how we discover it.
Yeah.
So if you're feeling a little anxious, if you kind of dissect it, is it really your brain's telling you it's anxious, or are you really excited and your brain's trying to change it for you? Because it's the same physical ailments pretty much. But I would look at that. And when you settle, the excitement isn't there. There's just no passion behind it. There's just no... there's no meaning. When you have it, you'll know, you'll feel it deep to your core without a doubt. This is it. And I understand, you know, sometimes in life there are times where we may have to settle temporarily, the scary thing that I think people, why they're afraid of settling is they don't want to be stuck. They're afraid they're going to get stuck in that valid concern. And that's valid, but you don't have to be stuck.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I think that's kind of super important. Let's do this. We've got actually several more callers on the phone they'd like to participate. So Mr. Benny, who do we want first?
I will take Fumi now, calling in from Kenmore.
Hi, Fumi. Welcome to
the
show.
Hi.
How can we help you today?
Yeah.
I'd like you to pull a card for me.
A card? Perfect.
Sure. Absolutely. Let me just shuffle them really fast. Now, I have to ask, because your name is not very common for me anyways, but I did know a Fumi.
Yeah.
Are you familiar with the Safford, Arizona area?
No.
No? Okay. Different person then. Okay. Yeah. Very good. I just had to ask.
Yeah.
You never know. Okay.
No.
So I will pull one card for you. And this card is Cupid. And it says, we send great waves of love into your heart and your mind, awakening your love for life itself. Your clear decision to accept and enjoy romance has triggered this reawakening. Allow yourself to spontaneously celebrate love in all of its glorious aspects. So again, I mean, the last caller was love, you know, heart chakra. This is Cupid. So the common theme is love. And I do feel like because these cards are coming through, and because of the information, I call it downloading in my brain, I feel like love is the message. And I feel like this year is going to be the year of love. Now for you, I feel like you're going to start appreciating yourself. But again, you have to take those steps. I feel like this is the year for the love of yourself. Does that make sense to you? Do you feel like you're a little bit hard on yourself?
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, not myself or
okay.
Feel like I'm yeah. not taking care of myself as I should.
Right. So. Yeah. So this is time for self-love. I really feel like that once you open that up, you're going to have love coming into you. Again, you know, energetically we're putting off and we're aligning ourselves with people who we are matched mm-hmm. with. So if you're putting out that you don't really have a lot of love for yourself and, you know, no respect for yourself, then how do you expect others to do that for you?
Yeah, that'd be something to think about as you move into yeah. this next year.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I think we have time maybe for one more, Benny.
We certainly do. We'll take Cynthia calling in from Issaquah. Hi, Cynthia.
Hi, Cynthia.
Hi.
Hi. Hi, Cynthia.
Hi there. Thanks for taking my call.
You betcha.
So I had a question about mm-hmm. career. I'm looking for a new job, and I mm-hmm. seem to get procrastination coming up again.
Uh-huh.
And we're talking about settling, and I guess I feel a little bit like it's okay if I do something again. I feel like I'm not going to settle, but financially I really need to do this, so I'm not mm-hmm. sure what procrastination is because it comes up again, and then yeah. I think I start feel like I might be settling.
Yeah,
so if there's any insight you can pick up.
Yeah, for you, what I am feeling is I'm feeling this procrastination is coming from exactly that, the fear. You're okay. afraid that what will come through or the job that comes to you, you won't like it. And as a result, you'll be settling. And because of that, you're not attracting the job that you really want because you're so fearful of what you don't want. Make sense? A little bit?
Yes.
Kind of confusing. Yes. So let's not focus on the settling part or the procrastination because those are kind of, that's heaviness. Let's think of something mm-hmm. more light and positive and think about, start working towards, and I would journal this, you know, like the job I have is whatever, and it's going to be blank, you know, that kind of thing.
Okay.
I would take out the words procrastination. I would take out the words negative or settling. Let's just try that for you. I feel like that would be a good step. Okay. I feel like part of the reason why the procrastination is setting in too is the fact I feel like you are, you're very picky about the job you want right now. And which is good, but I feel like there are jobs that would be great for you and you won't know until you try. And again, you don't have to stay there. If it's not a match, okay. you can leave. You know, there's nothing right. that says you have to be there.
Okay. Thank
yeah.
you.
Does yeah, that make sense? Yeah.
Yep. That makes a lot of sense.
Good. I'm glad
awesome.
That helped.
Thanks. Thank you for calling
Thank
in
you.
Today.
It was nice wow. talking to you.
Misty, I know these were short readings, and
yeah.
for people that want to work with you,
mm-hmm.
what is the best way for them to get a hold of you?
Yeah, email is probably the best, and that's contact@mistymthompson.com. They can call me 928-362-8492. They call my business number for sure. And then yeah. I did want to let you know, Pat, I was getting ready today and I was guided to put together just a little, some sheets for, that your callers can download.
Perfect.
And it is, there's like the goal sheet that has the whys on it and some intention sheets and explanations. So I'm going to, it just came really quick, but so I am compiling that and I will have it by the end of the day on my website for your viewers. And that will be mistymthompson.com/intentions.
I love it. Misty, yeah. Thank you so much for everything.
Of course.
Last question. What's your personal message?
My personal message, especially right now, I am here to help you gain clarity and to be validated on the purpose that you need. And you can start that off by setting intentions for yourself. Thank you for listening to Blank Enlightenment Radio with Misty Thompson. Tune in every month on TransformationTalkRadio.com as Misty joins Dr. Pat and teaches exactly how your life is working for you on your path to enlightenment. For more information or to listen to past shows, visit MistyMThompson.com.
The preceding audio was via a Skype call.